Amy Klobuchar, Doc: Illegal Aliens Are Our Future, by John Binder on February 19, 2020. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, says the roughly 3.5 million illegal aliens who are enrolled and eligible for former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program are the future of the United States. During NBC News's 2020 Democrat debate on Wednesday evening, Klobuchar said that our future in the U.S. is hinging on the millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for DACA. The Dreamers are our future, Klobuchar said. The Dreamers are so important in Nevada. And the best way we can get this done is to beat Donald Trump. But it's to pass comprehensive immigration reform. A DACA amnesty, as Klobuchar supports, would put more citizen children of illegal aliens, known as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about one in five DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least one in seven would go on Medicaid. Any plan to give amnesty to DACA illegal aliens that does not also include provisions to have legal immigration levels. The U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants a year at the expense of America's working and middle class, would give amnesty to legal aliens the opportunity to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to either be criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.